Blog Talk Radio.
Quite yet in the Shabbat, but we're getting close. We welcome you all
on this edition of what the world calls Friday night. We call it the devil's night. As soon as the wicked end starts, people get busy. They get busy, and what we be trying to do is trying to find us a bed to go to sleep. Rest of the righteous is sweet.
Yes.
It is really, really sweet. It's Kyle, man. He got my remote, man. He done lost that thing. I don't know what he done did with it. That's why I can't get my light on tonight. So long, Brother Kabir. Hey, we bless all of y'all. We truly, 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 truly do. We're here. Glory to the King. Got Brother Desmond in the house from Straightway, Kentucky East. Hallelujah. Him and his family is here enjoying a Blog Talk Radio with us. Summer, you and Mother Carol, Mother Nell, y'all see that remote that this guy done lost? Oh, he done did something with it. I ask him, he just looks at me. It's here somewhere. If you can find it, we sure would appreciate it so we cut our light on. Glory to the King. Well, we'll definitely have no shortage for news. That I promise you. You won't call it news. I know one thing, freedom of speech, First Amendment, is definitely under attack. We have found out that the liberals own all the social media networks. We thank all y'all for your donations, JTEX, Monkey Bastard, hallelujah. All you that are donating by way of PayPal, and those you cash out, and we do appreciate each and every last one we use for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Announcement. Of course, you all know that next fifth day will be in the Day of Atonement. So make sure you wear your white, take your pictures. We do that as a custom and tradition. Yeah, give me a little bit of that. You know, I'm going to watch a little bit here tonight. I just don't even know much. We do this as a custom and a tradition. We're also in a world of hurt today. But then before I get started, let's just go ahead. We got the Most High Day of Atonement. We had a wonderful time at the blowing of the shofar, the trumpets, piece of trumpets, the blast, the blast, the blast, the blast. Somebody asked me about what's the difference between blowing of the trumpets and the beginning of tabernacles. Well, tabernacles is when we're going to have a big old wedding feast. The Most High is going to reward us Israelites for all the shit we don't put up with on this earth. You damn heathens out there. Yeah, pretty much. You damn heathens. And we're going to be rejoicing to be out from under the tyranny of a new world order. Glory to the King. So, next week, y'all should be preparing to descend on the place where the Most High God has chosen to put his name. Straightway. We're over the feast day. Sure, it's going to be nice to see the family. Now, I've already got on my cowl on the board. We're shutting the community down the 14th, 15th, and 16th. So when people come, we'll do the Day of Atonement service on the 16th, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll take our pictures, have the message, and then y'all can go home because we're going to bed. We used to do that all the time. Sabbath's over here, we used to go home, go to bed. Eat, go home, go to bed, and have the man to talk about it. Now, y'all here, we got to feed The sheep, the Most High, Yah said, if you love me, then feed my sheep. Ain't that what he say, teach? If you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs. Sheep and lambs. Suffer not the little children, for such is the kingdom of Yah. And that's what we're charged to do. Elder Rufus did a wonderful message also. He's back with the elders and the teachers in the rotation on the broadcast. In case some of you didn't know, Elder Rufus is now in the rotation. What is he doing? Whatever, 4 or 5 weeks, every 6 weeks now? Every 6 weeks now. Y'all put Elder Donnie back in rotation?
Elder Donnie's seventh now. Seventh.
Okay. All right. And we thank the Father for it. There's one thing about this ministry right here. If you want to be perfected, there's no shortage of words. Watch this. The big hallmark difference in this ministry, which is the ministry of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, is that when you ever see this shield straightway, or you ever see any one that's on the community, home fellowship, the difference between us and them is this. We're doers of word. We just don't get up here and talk. We don't get up here and blast a bunch of hot air. And that's the reason why we're above reproach. And that's the reason why you don't see people jumping on the bandwagon to try to so-called correct and rebuke straightway, because they, here it is, watch this right here, that preach the message must live the message. So that cuts out 99% of Israelites. So-called Israelites, that cuts them out. You don't live it. You don't live it. You ain't included. And not everyone that say that they're Israel is Israel. Ain't that what the book says?
Amen.
So why would he change? Why would he change? And then look what this, what was the name of that last hurricane? What? No, that flood. Was it hurricane?
Flood in New York?
Yeah. That booger started in the Caribbean and ended up all the way at the top of New York.
Yeah.
It washed the shit out of New Orleans again.
Yes.
And then it went straight to New York and washed. Listen, New Jersey, New York, New Orleans, you got to understand that Satan, the thief not coming out but to steal, kill, and destroy, he directed that thing particularly towards them damn cities. We used to say when we was in 82nd that God loved the 82nd Airborne Division. We have an understanding. And that understanding is this. We kill and we keep him with a fresh supply of souls. Huh? Hey man, we in the military. You may hear any damn thing.
Yeah.
If you're in the infantry, the paratroopers, you had 101st, Rangers, Special Forces, Delta, man, you know, man, I met some hard men, boy. I'm talking about some hard men. Hard men. I know men that, you know, Brother Brett is a pretty decent size. He's about the right size, you know, for Special Forces, the way he's built, his size. I know men like that, you know, big old Hulk up there. Man, they whoop his ass up, down side, one side, the other. No, for real. You got to say, these little bitty men, man, they be looking for opportunities like that. That's a field day, all day, every day. This ain't like the world and this old damn black belt theater stuff. It's like the real stuff, the MMA stuff. That's not saying that the man can't fight, but I tell you what, well, he even knows to ask him. He said, yeah, we used to see y'all all the time. Coming off the map route. I think he told me one time that his first start, somebody said, see them over there, go pick a fight with one of them. Love y'all, Israel. We, it's the season of boys to be born. A lot of boys been born. The Most High Yah has his hand up on us. I had a little thing going on with Brother Daniel's daughter up there and laid hands on her and called him back a little time later and gave him direction what to do, and she's 100% perfectly fine.
Hallelujah.
Said, totally healed. Totally healed. We thank y'all for the Holy Spirit. We thank y'all for Jesus.
Yes.
I get amazed at these religious people who don't like us saying the name Jesus. And yet and still, the Jesus that they so-called know, he, the Bible says, when he has come, the Spirit of truth, he will lead you, and he will guide you into all truth. How is it that these people know y'all, but they're not being led or guided into the truth? The truth to live it.
Yes.
I'm telling y'all, we got a special place with the Most High Yah. Let's go over a few things here. First of all, let's address, and this time I made sure I made some notes. Let's address all you trifling-ass Israelites that come here Sabbath after Sabbath, leaving trash all over our grounds that Elder Doug had to get on Marco Polo. More trash was left here last Sabbath on this grounds than it was during the whole damn feast. Too damn lazy to go take it to the receptacles. You talking about hot. I held it for a whole week. Didn't say nothing about it. I'm so damn disappointed. This is the thanks you get. Y'all come to our home.
Yes.
Have sweet fellowship and then trash our home. Like it's the KOA campground. We ain't even in the feast. Isn't that sad? And 70% of you that come here for Sabbath, you don't even give no offering or no tithe, and yet still, we don't say nothing, we let you come. That's probably the problem right there. You ain't got no teeth in the game. That's a damn shame, isn't it? You come put your feet in the tabernacle to hear this good sound word, get delivered, then you got your feet under the table, drinking up our booze, our liquor, and our wine, and you trash our damn grounds. Boy, and leave food on the table. Like our sisters are working at the damn IHOP. See, the reason why I say, ain't there no way in hell some of you can get on a community. There's just no way in hell your spirit is funky. The standard is just too high for y'all. I'm telling you, y'all would not fare well when we have to cut into your ass. Isn't it sad to have to do, it's sad I ain't got to mention stuff like this. It's really sad. We make great sacrifice. Yeah, it is messed up, monkey bastard. It is. It is our home. Suppose we come to your house and just trash the damn thing. And then say, praise the Lord. I don't blame the children. It's home training. It's the parents that have fought. I need to quit saying pay rent, too. It's the father and the mother's fault. If you let your little children run around like a bunch of damn banshees and hoodlums at home, don't let them come here straightway doing it. We'll start snatching a knot in their ass. Y'all folks something else. Now, if this is just a little bit too rough for y'all, I keep telling you, we live it. Most people pretending. We live the message. You pretenders just go and go down line, and you got plenty of people out there on YouTube, all over the place that would love to tickle your ears. We ain't gonna do it. Did you see that video of Marco Polo? That Elder did with all that trash? Trash everywhere. Everywhere. Thank you, Pastor Dow. Thank you, Straightway, for the wonderful word. Thank you for the sweet fellowship. Thank you for feeding us on the Sabbath. Thank you for the sacrifice, sisters, for preparing the food and the meals and serving us Sabbath after Sabbath. Some sisters serve every single Sabbath without any gripes or complaints. They serve every Sabbath. And not once some of you damn women out there has even volunteered to ask one of them, can you sit down and then please tell me what you do so that I can actually serve you for a change? See, that's just how we do things on the community. And then you gonna throw trash all over our land with your damn devilish ass? Let me get wind. Oh, you better believe we got all kind of eyes out now. The hell with the security cameras. We got eyes on y'all now. Let me get wind that your family or your children left some trash on our land and didn't put your food in the proper place of disposal. I'm going to show y'all what open rebuke is. I'm going to let you feel the burn. You're going to feel it. Don't y'all think it's the same? I ain't got to speak like it. Where's the thankfulness? Where's the respect, first of all? Where's the respect? That is not that we know of. You may know different. We don't know of another ministry in this world that's making the moves doing what we're doing to prepare something for this next generation. We are working our ass off, busting our rear ends. I thought it was 92 yards. We did 102 yards of concrete. And I bet not see one of y'all damn vehicles parked on that concrete pad while it's curing. It takes 28 to 30 days to cure before you can put heavy equipment on it. If I see your vehicle parked on that pad here during the Feast of Tabernacles, we're going to kindly get our back over with them forks on it. And I don't give a damn we didn't put it through the door or through the frame. We ain't going to call no tow company. We're going to tow it ourselves. And you may not like the way we move it either. See, the problem is that people ain't got no teeth in the game. And I don't make a mistake about it. The way they behave in the open is worse than private. No damn home training. That's just like this damn liberal spirit that's flying all over America. Can you imagine Portland, Oregon, going to protest Texas? Because Texas has put a hell of a lot of brakes on this abortion law. And I just came from Portland, Oregon. I'm an eyewitness of Portland, Oregon. I don't think California is not even in a shithole mess like that place is. That place is funky. The Elder Mitchell show you all them damn pictures of Portland, Oregon. Graffiti everywhere. Feces all over the damn streets, pissing on the side of the walls, and I mean, just nasty, stinking people. I don't care what neighborhood you're in. Tents parked in front of houses on overpasses of the highway and the interstate and underpasses of the highway and interstate. Graffiti everywhere. Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York look like Disney World compared to what I just got finished seeing in Portland, Oregon. And people want to stay in that shit all over the city. Pass down. Look, I told y'all, we ain't religious like some of y'all people. We're straight up. We are real people.
Real.
See, some of you people out there, you got clean mouths and filthy lives, and even behind the scenes, your mouth ain't so damn clean. You should have seen all the F-bombs that Kabir's ex-wife dropped. She's going to be the model Christian. She's the model Christian, the model Jezebel Christian. And she don't think she's going to be judged by the Most High God. I tell people all the time, enjoy what you got going on right now. You're going to spend a long time paying for it. Where's the respect and honor? What gets me is, like I said, I'm telling you the truth. When I say 70% of them that come, they don't even give an offer. Not even an offering. The only ones that give offerings, the majority of them, are just a few faithful brothers that do it. And then we got the communities that always give offerings. And the home fellowships. They always, they're faithful because they get it. Yeah, I'm pissed. I'm more than pissed. This is the way you treat y'all's land? He gives us the resources based on our servitude towards him, and this is our stewardship? Are we supposed to just let you trash the place and not say nothing? He gonna have us to give an account of our stewardship. It is a shame. It's a little shame. Well, we'll move on. By the way, the new mailing address is 641. So put that in place for 632. It's 641. Do not mail anything to P.O. Box 32 or 506 Ellington Parkway because we ain't going to be getting it. They're going to probably send it back, return to sender and stuff because we don't deal with the United States Postal Service. They want to charge $140-something dollars for a little 6x4, 4x6 mailbox. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your ever-loving mind? And, you know, I'd laugh my rear end off. I go in the post office, and I see now hiring for part-time. So you got these damn Democrats in office and stuff that's trying to put mandates on people. If you don't get stabbed, you ain't gonna get no job. And people saying, "F you, Biden," it ain't working. And now everybody's looking for employees and they can't find nobody to work. That's what's going on. The folks are rebelling. Man, did you get on YouTube and see college football this past weekend? 66,000 people in the stands. No mask.
Oh, yeah.
Partying.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what each one of them was saying? In all different stadiums are all over the South.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
F. Joe Biden.
Yeah.
They were F. Joe Biden. They was chanting it in every damn football stadium.
Most popular president.
Hiding in the damn basement. Ain't no way in hell you're going to convince me that 80 million people voted for his ass. There's no way in hell. Yep, the stands was slam-packed at the Buccaneers and Cowboys game. That was a good game. I didn't see it all. I watched the first quarter, something like that. And then, of course, you know, I can't stay up late like that. I just watch the highlights and catch up. You know, 14 minutes, I can get past all the other crap. You know what I mean? See everything, all the main plays. Now, Sleepy Joe is in revenge mode. He's mad as hell at the American public for rejecting his sorry, decrepit ass. Huh? Now he's trying to get up there and be a damn maverick. He's trying to champion himself. Get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And people are rebelling like hell. I'm going to tell you what we need. We need a damn revolution in this country. We need a real revolution. How long are the American people going to put up with them bureaucrats and politicians trying to take our freedoms and our liberties from us? I'm going to tell y'all right now, if that what you do, you're going to make me do shit. How about that? We got one of our favorite governors up. Ron DeSantis, he got something to say. I want y'all to hear this. Ron DeSantis fires back at Biden over COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Let's see what he got to say. Y'all listen very closely. Ron DeSantis, this book could be laying it down.
Governor, the president had a lot to say yesterday, and he didn't say your name, but obviously it was referring to you. What did you have to say to him back when it came to about the mask mandates?
Well, I would just say generally, when you're taking action that's unconstitutional, that threatens the jobs of the people in my state, many, many thousands of jobs, I'm standing for them. We're going to protect their jobs against federal overreach. And this is a guy who criticizes the state of Florida for protecting parents' rights. He says school boards should be able to eliminate parents' rights and force five-year-old kids to wear masks all day. That's what he thinks is appropriate government. Yet, here he comes from Washington, D.C., instituting an unprecedented mandate, which even his own people have acknowledged in the past, is not constitutional.
Man, we need him. You need to come up and be the governor of Tennessee. Huh? I ain't got to worry about YouTube banning and blocking me. I ain't got to say nothing about it because he say everything that I think.
Yeah.
So ban and block him.
Come on.
Huh? Yeah. He do a damn good job. Good speaker. Y'all looking at the next president of the United States of America if Trump don't run.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear me? Y'all looking at the next president of the United States of America right there if Trump don't run. And y'all to get that woman out there, I think in South Dakota, be vice president because she on spot on too. I forget her name. It'll come up here. Y'all hear what this man is saying? No? Let's go back because you ain't heard nothing yet. Listen to this.
That's not leadership. And I think the problem I have with Joe Biden more than anything, this guy doesn't take responsibility for anything. He's always trying to blame other people, blame other states. This is a guy that promised when he ran for president that he would shut down the virus. If you look now, there's 300% more cases in this country today.
Boy, he going in, ain't he? He going in, ain't he?
All the way.
Huh? See, the news media, they can't help but getting out in front of it, but they wish they wasn't in front of
it. Yeah. Than a year ago when we had no vaccines at all. So his policies are not working. He's doubling down on things that are going to be very destructive for the livelihoods of many, many Americans and obviously going to be destructive to our constitutional system and the rule of law. And so these are times when you believe in that Constitution, you got to stand up. And obviously the substantive issue is important because there are places that are going to toss aside people who worked this whole time throughout COVID. Now all of a sudden they should be tossed aside. They were working when nobody had vaccines.
He going in, ain't he? He going in. man.
You don't know their history. You don't know why they're making decisions that they're making. Many of these people have already recovered, and they have immunity. The idea that somehow you have somebody that gets a Johnson & Johnson, they can work, but someone that's got natural immunity somehow can't, that natural immunity is strong. So it's not based on science, and you can say he's saying he's losing patience with people. You know, at the end of the day, we don't live with a one-person rule in this country. We live in a constitutional system which people's rights are respected, but particularly in this juncture, their livelihoods and their jobs have to be protected. I mean, just think about, you know, what this mandate would do. It's going to drive people out of work, out of hospitals, out of all this stuff where you have a need for people. So it's totally counterproductive, and I think it'll ultimately lose in court. But before that, yeah, there needs to be action taken to protect the people of our state and hopefully of the entire United States. Nobody should lose their job based on this decision.
Hey, couldn't have said it better myself. Couldn't have said it better myself. Now what I'm saying, all I gotta do is just point y'all to him.
Yeah.
Now on Patreon, y'all know I go in. I tell y'all a straight up skinny that boy, if I woo-wee, they'll send the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines down here on me, boy. These boogers hate freedom of speech. It's okay for them to talk, but it ain't okay for you to talk. I'm telling you, what we need, they call it conservative platforms. What we need is we need truth platforms.
Yes.
Where truth can be blasted out from one end of this earth to the next. What a world we live in, huh? And imagine, this damn coward Joe Biden is trying to come back as a maverick. Because what he's doing is, in politics, he's pivoted. Because he's shitting all over himself concerning Afghanistan, abandoning Americans. And with the greatest arms deal that didn't cost our enemies nothing, $85 billion complimentary of the United States taxpayers, Americans. We're here, child man. We know we've been fighting you for 20 years, but here, just this is what we think about fighting for 20 years. You can have $85 billion in armaments. You can have all these buildings that we built. You can have it all. But over here in America, you're going to have a background check. The shit we approve you buying a firearm. That's freedom. No, the Taliban's got some real freedom. They got it so good that even the strongest country and the only world long superpower is kissing their ass. Kissing their ass. The wider the Taliban open up their ass, the more we kiss. We give them any damn thing they want under this damn impotent administration. Now the Chinese are emboldened. Hell, we may not need to wait for the economic takeover. Now it may be right for us now. Appreciate you offering there, brother. No, I can't explain the book of Enoch briefly right now. Yeah, that's a good question, Brother Kabir. Why don't the United States government arm us with $85 billion of armament? I could use a couple of Apaches. I could use a couple of F-15s. I could. I could use some laws, a couple of M60 machine guns. I need a couple of M203s. You can throw in some claymores. Couple of, matter of fact, give me some RPGs, some hand grenades. We gotta be outfitted. The Taliban look like our soldiers. Yeah, give us a C-130. You got that right there. Give us a C-130. No. Give me a Spectre gunship. That's what you give me. That's a C-130, but with some amenities. Give me that. I mean, if you're going to give the so-called terrorists, who's supposed to be our enemies, now we're considering to get ready to sit at the table with these people. I kid you not, bro. Tomorrow, we don't celebrate birthdays here straightway, but tomorrow is the pastor Dow's birthday. To me, it's just another day. But they call it 9/11. Joe Biden better not take his decrepit, funky ass at no damn place to do no speaking, because, man, he's going to get booed. He's going to get talked about. People going to shout his decrepit, sorry, impotent ass down.
Get F-bombed.
He's going to get F-bombed. They're going to F-bomb him to death tomorrow. They're going to F-bomb him to death. Hey, U.S. government, all Americans want 50 cal. I'm sorry, children, that Pastor Dow got to be in rare form like this tonight, but if I don't say it, you will never understand it, you will never comprehend it, you will never get it. I got to say it like this. Because you need to know what you're getting ready, well, not only what you're born into, what you're getting ready to be reared and raised up in. And the stuff that I say is going to prepare you for life. Do not trust your American government. The whole purpose of the Second Amendment is for us to defend ourselves from a government gone wild. It ain't for no damn hunting. That's the sole purpose of the Second Amendment. Matter of fact, you know I always got one handed right here on my desk. Let's go ahead and read this Second Amendment. First, let's read the First Amendment. So, because most of you don't know, so let's read it and let's see what's under attack. Amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America. Here it is. Amendment number one. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress agreements. You ever notice that Biden don't ever take no questions? You ever notice that? And what's under attack right now? Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. That's what makes America different than all other countries. That we have a freedom of expression. To speak our mind, to say what we want to say, to dissent against authoritarianism. Caesar. Well, Biden can't be classified as a CDC damn coward. Now, but you think he would ever even step foot at a live war zone? As soon as he hit the damn ground, yeah, he wet the soil. Now he will stand up there like a maverick. This is what Joe Biden said. Get vaccinated. That's a damn demon, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just repeating what he said. That's what he said. Won't answer nothing. Nothing about Afghanistan. And then downtown Willie Brown, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, what do you think about Afghanistan and how things will happen and America's being left over there? Kamala Harris, Ms. Vice President, Joe Biden is actually giving you the authority to handle a crisis at the southern border with all the refugees, I'm going to call them refugees, coming across. What are y'all doing and making moves to secure the Southern Baller?
Literal form of descent in this orthodoxy.
And our descent is warranted and righteous. People in the Philippines, they bless you, teacher.
Bless you, Brother Byrne, Brother Gabriel.
Man, everybody want me. I'm telling y'all, there's no way in hell this country want me to run for president. No. I'm telling you, that the left, the right, the libertarians, the conservatives, the liberals, that don't, none of them want me to run for president because there will be change you can't believe in. I didn't say you can't believe in. You think the Taliban bad, shit, every woman in America be walking around with a head covering on if I was president. And we'll take a certain people and we'll do like the Philippine president did Duterte over there. We'll fly them up in some helicopters and give them a one-way ticket out. I'm telling you. Boy, we will cleanse America. Y'all want. You won't see a true dictatorship. There will be a dictatorship. First thing I would do is get the military on my side, and we will run this country into holiness. You see what I'm saying? There will not, sin would not be tolerated in America if I was president. Y'all better stop this mess talking about passing out for president, because I ain't playing the political game. I'm standing for righteousness. Anything that goes against that Bible, you're going to be in front of a fire squad. That's when America will truly be blessed by God. I promise you that. You want to hear heaven talking? Boy, y'all will stand up on that throne. You will probably see the brightest light up and in the heavens, boy, if you ever see me be president, because I will cleanse this, my cabinet and everybody in leadership will all be Torah keepers. Santa Claus will not even be, Santa Claus, even the mention of his damn name would be death on the spot. So, y'all, I'm telling y'all, I'm not the one. Y'all don't want me running for president. There will be holiness unto the Lord. It'll be just like heaven is going to be ran, only y'all can run it better. Somebody said, yeah, vengeance is mine and I will repay. I was just teaching that to my side the other day. You know, when people talk about vengeance is mine, I will repay. So, they think the Christians has used that as a means to make all you docile. Yeah, listen, if you're already caught, you're in captivity, what kind of much, how much resistance you going to do when you don't have no means to defend yourself? But when you're free, the Torah already lays down the law. If a man kills your wife, or let's say a man smoked your wife, then she lose seed. What does the book say? Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, life for life. And guess who gets to determine that? The husband.
Yes.
If somebody was to take the seed out of my wife's belly and is dead, I'm going to tell you right now what's going to be. It's going to be death.
Yes.
I'm not going to walk around here on this face of this planet Earth trying to look for what they call justice, giving a transgressor three squares and a cock. And I got set up there and know every day that my possible son or daughter is dead because of you, and you violated my wife? Nah, I'll kill your ass. That's righteousness said by law.
Yes.
That's righteousness said by law. Now watch this. Can you apply vengeance's mind on that, said the Lord? He already told you what to do.
Yes.
When Yah is talking about vengeance,
yes,
he's talking, go read the book. He's talking about taking vengeance on these nations.
Yes.
For the injustice that he has done, that they have done to his people.
Utterly destroyed.
He's going to destroy these nations of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
But he already told you how to handle your business here on this earth.
Oh, yes.
Already told you, but you just refuse to do it. Here's Matthew 5:17. He just refuses to do it. We believe Jesus, right? We believe Yahshua, right? 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 I know. Pastor Dial, I ain't never heard this before. I know you ain't never heard a preacher. That's the problem. When you hear me, you're going to hear a preacher. No mix, no mixture either. Read Matthew 5:17. Let's see what the Messiah, Yahshua, I'm going to see it. You know, Jesus, the Christ said.
Think not that I have come to destroy the law.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Desmond, what is he saying? It's just as simple. Don't even let it enter into your mind that I come to destroy the law. I ain't gonna do that. So, while you people are taught that Jesus come to do away with the law, totally contrary to what he said. What kind of madness is that? Think not that I come to destroy the law. Is that what the Messiah said?
Or the prophet.
Or the who?
The prophet.
Was Moses the prophet?
Yes.
Isn't Moses the prophet? Don't you think I come to do away with that?
No. Not contrary to us.
Read on.
I have not come to destroy.
I have come not to destroy the law.
But
to do what?
To fulfill.
Same one come in the volume of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's written to him. And many of you who come from a Christian perspective don't even try to tackle this. Because you're going to get embarrassed over here. You don't even know what fulfill is. Pastor Dow, how would you deal with incest or rape, abortion in your community? Would you even consider the option? Texas Governor Abbott passed a law stating that no woman can abort for any reason. I think it's good. Because where in the Torah does it say that we are going to abort our children? As a matter of fact, our people put us in so much of a damn quagmire with the Most High Yah because we were burning our babies to Dagon. We were casting them into the fire voluntarily full term after they were born. Sacrifice them to other gods. And what did Yah do with Israel? He destroyed their ass. That's what the Most High Yah thinks. See, all you got to do is stick with the book. It has nothing to do with what I think. Where in the book, where in the Bible, did they go into a woman's womb and abort? The laws cover all that. Incest, rape, everything. It's got a law for it. You rape a woman, you die. Well, she has a child. Child's still born, but what do you got to do? Well, what? The child didn't sin. Child didn't do nothing wrong. The woman got violated. See, you people think that people can ask questions that stump you. And we're in captivity right now, so the best thing we do, I can tell you right now what would happen is straightway. Let some man rape a woman, chances are he's probably going to die. More likely he's probably going to die. Well, you may go to jail. Ain't nobody thinking about jail. They think about killing his ass. That's the way the men are wired is straightway. You go up and violate and rape a daughter of mine? Listen, ordinary laws may be sufficient to constrain ordinary men. But when lions are on the earth, hell, with all these people out here dying every damn day, you mean to tell me that people don't lost their intuition? They don't lost their damn senses? You mean to tell me you don't know how to go out and take care of somebody?
Come on.
Ain't nobody gonna know. Dead men don't talk. I keep telling y'all, if you think I got a problem with righteously defending my family for somebody's trying to hurt my family, do some harm to it and stuff, I'll tell you right now, I would shoot that bullet right between the eyes just like I would a deer.
Yes.
The The only difference with the human, I wouldn't feel dressed. See, you people, you so used to this damn softness and stuff. I'm telling you, man, everybody don't function after that.
True.
Well, Pastor, how you go to jail? Was not Jesus in jail?
Oh, yeah,
John. Was not John in jail?
Yeah.
Was not Paul in jail?
Yeah.
Damn, I'd be in good company then, wouldn't I? Who told you going to jail was a bad thing? Boy, I tell you. See what they done to our minds? We even questioned the law of Yah. We had a damn redneck come down here the other day with a white truck and a rebel flag. I got, yeah, sure did. Came down here. Britain, them called up to him and he lied and told him, I was lost. You lost. You in Macon damn county. Oh, by the way, Galen, by the way, my brother, I got to send y'all that license plate so y'all can tell me where this person lives. See, they know where we live. But when you come down here cutting a damn fool and shit, and then I told you, we got means to contact all y'all asses. And your license plate get caught on our security cameras, and the brother's taking pictures. See, now we know where you live. That's a big problem, then, isn't it? See, you know where we live, but now we know where you is with your coward ass. See the difference? It's a whole total different game now. Come and mess up. Now we know where you live. Amazing, isn't it? Where are the real men at today? Where are they at today? It's crazy. The Most High Yah told us to pray that we may live a quiet and peaceful life. You cannot get one person, even in this county right here, that can tell you that we purposely go out and start stuff with people. They can't even do it. Even the sheriff's department and those that work on it, to hell with the damn sheriff, and including the police department, they all know that we are law-abiding citizens, but cross us. I'm going to tell you right now, and then they burn up out of here, speed up out of here after they say their little cuss words and all those stuff. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Listen. Father, in the name of Jesus, the next asshole that come down here and drop F-bombs with my wife walking with my son in her hands and then speeds off up here, I pray that the holy angels be loosed upon that spirit, that spirit runs into a tree and dies and kills itself.
Marked up the tree already.
In Jesus' name. Now tell me that ain't a righteous prayer. Now, vengeance is mine on repay. Okay, yeah, good. It's okay if you take vengeance. He says, it is a just recompense to reward you that do those who do evil against you. Anybody that trouble you. That's right. Just recompense for those who they reward them that trouble you. That's what the Most High said. See, you fool around people who know what to pray, how to pray, what to pray, when to pray. We in spiritual warfare here. Ain't nothing but the devil is motivating that devil to come down here. I ain't like y'all. I don't love everybody, and neither does y'all.
Amen.
He angry with the wicked every day.
Yes.
And when them boogers will say, I'll walk up there kindly with the radiator smoking, and I pray that he has just a few little breaths in his life that is pathetic little life that he can stay alive long enough at least for 10 minutes because it's going to take him 30 minutes to get out of here. They die a slow, painful death so I can watch the light go out of his damn eyes and sit there just like this. Then I'll call him. Y'all come up here. I'll call the sheriff. Bobby, I'll come and get this piece of shit. shit off this public road is blocking the road. Now come get this piece of shit. Oh, no, pass down there. This is just a little too rough for us. Take your infeminate butt on, go on, turn it down. Boy, I'm telling you, there's people over there with tough to tickle ears. They ain't, we ain't it.
Boy, you pass it.
Anybody else going to touch and agree with me out there? We pray that holy angels be loose right now to guard this road. That the next nefarious, wicked person comes down here that shouts obscenities and mean ill will to us and malice in their heart, that they run into one of these trees and die in Jesus' name. Top Dollar said, thank you for answering my question, Pastor. What do you think about a Jesus refuge type camp? Well, the followers of Christ can get together, like in the book of Acts, where everyone had everything and needed nothing. What the hell do you think Straightway is? We got dang 20-something years of doing this stuff. You must don't know about us then. And speaking of that, before the end of this year, I want y'all to listen to me. Before the end of this year, y'all remember we went out there and built that home and house out there in South Carolina for Elder Austin and Saints out there, and you see what happened with that, right?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on my money, boy. Yeah, I'm waiting on my money. I ain't going to release you from that. Mm-hmm. But guess what? We getting ready, Straightway is. We getting ready to have our first community in Alabama. Sure is. The land is going to be purchased and paid for. And we already have 20-something saints that we're going to move out there. We got faithful brother. Did you hear what I said? Faithful brother. First thing we're going to do is put two big, gigantic, double-wide trailers out there. We already got a home out there. See, if you get the people out there on the land, then they can work on that home and develop that home. And that home could probably be the main dining hall or somebody there, anything. You know what I mean? And there will be three of them out there. We're going to have brother and all across this land. We're going to come do dirt work out there. We're going to prepare the land, help them. We're going to expedite this land. Because Brother Miliano and his brother Neil have been faithful. Brother Adam, their whole entire family, they're going to be there on their land. They're going to be on the community faster than some of you people. They come from California, and they will be on a piece of land that they own themselves because the ministry a straight way to be on it.
Yes.
And they can raise their, they can live out the rest of their days and raise their children on it in peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're going to have all of it. A place to homeschool their children, a place to watch services, a place to go gardens. Yeah, all of it. And it's probably going to all be up and running and established before Passover. Brother Miliano, Brother Marty, Brother Adam, Brother Caleb, Brother Juan, Brother Brandon, Brother Chris, and their sires and their children, they said, and some of you people been in this ministry, I can't tell you how long, knuckle dragging things down. And you just got passed over again. You get some righteous people that's only been in this ministry for maybe a few years. And they get to move right on through. Now the only thing I have the task of finding out what righteous man and what righteous woman I can put out there that will lead that community. Are you following me? Because these are righteous people. Their heart is right. They come from California. They come from Washington. And some right here in Georgia. All of them are righteous. Pastor Dow is proud of y'all. Elder Rufus is proud of y'all. Y'all deserve it. And you know what they did like everybody else? They gave off. Gave off! Some of you want to keep your $2. Yeah, you do. Can't imagine giving it off. Some of you are still sitting on your money. And you don't think I know. And because they gave off, now we're going to have, matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think sometime next week, I'm going to be either next week or the week after, I'm driving to Alabama to meet up with the realtor to close on that land that day and go straight to the records of the recorder of deeds. And then I'm heading straight to a mobile home place to get that paid for, the septic, the electric, everything. This is going to be expedited. Y'all hear me? We're going to get busy. We're going to get them brothers and sisters free. We're going to show them what being an Israelite is and being free.
Amen.
Y'all remember Brother Adam? Brother Adam was the brother that got out of the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all think about this. They've only been in the ministry 2 years, and they're going to be on the community before many of you. Many of you who think you're smarter than Pastor Dow can't follow them instructions and wonder why the blessing of the Lord always pass you over. Yeah, I say hallelujah. Thank you. And watch this. And you know how they all end up to get on the community? Just like Elder Rufus keep telling y'all, when I call around places, I ask for an account of people. And you can't help but to do good to them that are good. Can't wait. And I guarantee you, when them people get on the land, you're going to see something take place like up there where y'all at. Here's Brother Desmond right there.
That's y'all.
Straightway Kentucky East.
Hallelujah.
You're going to see something take place like what's happening right there on their land up there. We ought to mention him. And we're going to help and make sure it gets done. Y'all not hear me? When they move on that land, they won't owe nobody nothing. There won't be no mortgage. There won't be no rent. Nothing. They got homes in their place with roofs over their head. And they're going to have their own land. All praises to the Most High Yah.
Hallelujah.
All praises to the Most High Yah. What do you think about that?
Hallelujah.
Some of you, what about me? What about you? A man gives make room for him, don't he bring before great men? Yeah, y'all good, ain't he? Well, if y'all ain't good, I guarantee you they're saying y'all good. So who is he good to then? Amazing, isn't it? You're going to see myself straightway. Different brothers from the communities have go down there and establish that thing and get this thing running. You're going to see that happening over the winter. Watch and see. All you got to do is get your spirit right. I told y'all there's going to be people coming into this that's going to put many of you to shame. They're not going to come in murmuring, complaining, griping. They're not going to come in. They're going to move right on in to y'all's blessing. I ain't been saying that for years. They're going to move right on in to y'all's blessing and be thankful and grateful for it too. Because you know what? It don't take all that. It really don't take. All it takes is a little obedience.
Yes.
You know that word we hate? Just a little obedience. have people want me to write them exemption letters. First thing I ask Elder Doug is, do we know these people? I'm not writing no more exemption letters or anything for people who ain't never been to the feast. And we don't know your footprint. We don't know you. You ain't part of the ministry. You first need to develop a rapport with us.
Yes.
I'm under obedience. And the word is, cast not your pearl before swine. And don't give that which is only unto dogs. Simply amazing, isn't it? Hey, man, let's go ahead and let's rejoice with them for a moment.
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
And you know what pastor I'm going to do? A lot of this money y'all will bring and put into my hands, I'm going to put it out there in that community. I sure am. I'm going to put it right out there and get more Israelites free. All praises to the Most High Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. So am. That's when they try to take me on the chin. They come into the feast, they see the garage door open, right? They say, who Mercedes is that? Well, damn, who garage it is? It's mine, nigga. It's my Mercedes.
They have no clue.
I said that something. Somebody gonna get upset at me because I have a 2010 Mercedes. 2010! Are you out of your damn mind? 2010! Are you out of your damn mind? Did y'all hear what I said? I said 2010. Paid for. And some of you envious-ass people, I could see if you was bitching about me having a 2021 Hyundai.
Yeah.
What's that big top-of-the-line Hyundai, man? It looks like one of them flagship. It looks like a Lexus LS460. El Rubens, what is the name of that thing? That thing, man, that thing is sweet. But you gonna sit up there and cry with your wicked third eye like Baki got. And you gonna get mad at me. The Genesis, that's what it is. It's Equus. El Rue said it's Equus. Equus. That thing is, that's a car right there, boy. That is a car. And yet you people gonna sit up there and cry over Pastor Dowd with a 2010 Mercedes. Is not the labor worthy of his time?
Yes.
I mean, damn. Rob Mathis said, Pastor, we owe you a Ferrari. That's what Rob said. You people get pissed at that too, wouldn't you? Matter of fact, you just pissed. You need to figure out what it is. You're a hell of a lot better shepherd than these damn people out here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you gonna lose your shit over me having a teacher. What year is this?
2021.
We're at the end of it. I'm going to 2022. How old is that car, Dean?
11 years old.
11 years old. It probably was made in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
A 12-year-old car, and you be about to lose your damn mind. Bro, Ron says you need a bulletproof 2021 Cadillac. TJ says, Chef, get a 2021 Toyota Camry and they won't say a word. Equus now is a G90. Let me just go ahead and say it like it is. You people complain. Nobody in your eyes is worthy for nothing, but you, even though you ain't doing nothing for nobody. You ain't doing nothing for y'all sheep. Nothing. I'm content. Did we not come up to y'all home? Me and Teach, you seen us up there, right? We helped build that place a bit, right?
Yes, sir.
Where did we sleep?
They slept in tents.
We slept in what?
Tents. Hold on, man. Let me turn you around for a second.
What we sleeping in, B?
They slept in tents.
No, not Pastor Dow.
Pastor Dow and Teacher.
Teacher Shane
had a little small tent.
No, we didn't sleep in tents, man. No, no. We slept in tents.
Slept in tents all week. I forgot how long.
Now, where did I take a shower at?
In the little tent shower house, not in the house.
I bought my own portable shower. Filled up a 5-gallon bucket of water, you know. Arrogant.
No, not at all.
Prideful. Pastor Dow. Slept in a tent.
Ain't no weak ass pastor gonna come out there and build a building like that.
Huh?
That's all I got to say. That's for sure.
You people mad I had a roof over my head and water in a bucket. Well, we out there, what, 4 days?
Majority of the week.
We was out there.
Yeah.
Cause we put that building up in three.
Yeah.
I know we put that building up in three.
Yeah. Worked all day. Sun,
yeah.
Sundown.
Work. I'm 54. How are you, Pastor? Ain't you 53?
54.
You 54? Yeah, he's
54. Yeah,
right
behind you.
Yeah, I'm only just a few months old and teach. Both of us 54 years old, and we, you got the pastor and the teacher.
Yeah.
The pastor and the teacher. Man's been right here, my right hand. Uh-oh. I'm done something with the camera, Teach. It's paused up here. How do I do that? See, I'm paused over here too.
Mm-hmm.
Took it off. Man, open and take it offline. Oh well. But this man been with me 20-some years. Do we have to reboot or something?
Fresh.
Teacher, let me get up out of the way because Teacher's gonna see about. I'll be back here in just a second. He's gonna see about trying to help repair my mistake. Yeah, you can take it in there. I'm not going to work on a week anymore then, man. I'm peeling around with it as is. Boy, I tell you, they just wrong, ain't they, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
They wrong. They flat out wrong.
Over the corner.
We don't hear nothing in there. We back up. All
right. Did we lose anybody? Did we lose anybody?
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee,
370. Give me one of those claws. I put my dirty hands on.
If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025.
Hey, the new mailing address is 641.
Leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
So the King is coming. So you got me a teacher, 54 years old. We out here helping other communities to build, sleeping in tents, 3-4 days. And mind you, not only was sleeping in tents, I had my child with me sleeping in the tent with me. Think about that for a second. Pastor Dow, man, shouldn't you and I had made some demands, laid some demands out? When we gonna come up there, we need you put us up in the Hampton Inn.
Yep.
And we expect y'all come by, drop by, pick us up, and we're gonna go out for a steak dinner every night. We don't do shit like that. We come as humble servants. Because we different nothing from a servant. I'm a servant. He's a servant.
Yes.
We're slaves to the Most High.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Most High.
That's our job.
Hallelujah. Thank you. For our sufficiency.
The tent didn't bother us one bit. We slept good, as a matter of fact, didn't we?
Oh, yes. Very well. Very content.
Them sisters cooked us some good food. Desmond, tell your wife to come here. Look at that boy. How old are you now, boy? Come over for a second. Look at our sister. This sister Shay right here. She just bought a sister that we went up there. Sister, do you remember when we came up there on y'all land up there in the Straightway Kentucky East?
Yes.
Did you see me?
Yes, sir.
Did you see him?
Yes, Yes, sir, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Did y'all cook us some food?
Yes, sir.
Did we ask y'all to cook us some food?
No, sir.
No. But y'all did out of kindness and goodness of y'all.
Yes, sir.
Did we complain about the food?
Oh, no, sir.
No, we was blessed to eat the food. Y'all cooked good. We appreciate y'all serving us. You hear that? Straightway Kentucky, all y'all. We appreciate y'all women making a sacrifice because that's what we're supposed to do. That's why he goes out to work so she can do her job. And then as family, this is my real family, then we come and visit family and we help the family out. And we ain't looking for nothing in return. Just to go and help our family out, help build next, right? Because they all these little children and stuff, and we got to get homes in these people. So they can go ahead and rear and raise these children. I did rebuke y'all, though, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I did rebuke.
Yes, sir.
I did that. I love this rebuke. But, hey, you still love me?
Oh, yes, sir.
So you still love me. And then some of you, you didn't get this pastor down. She's a wicked thing. You go take a long walk off a short pier.
Yes, quick.
Bless you, sister. Go take a long walk off a short pier. I keep telling y'all, let me say this again. I'm going to say it one more time. The difference with the strength of the ministry of Straightway is that these pastors, the teachers, the elders, we are doers. Elder Rufus drove all the way up there from Georgia.
Yeah, he did.
Slept in the tent. Elder Rufus. Brother Daniel from Straightway, Indiana, and Samuel came down for a couple of days. They'll tell you, these old men, I'm telling you, we know how to work. I'm telling you, we're going to put y'all young men to the test. Don't get me wrong, you know. I ain't got the same stamina and stuff. I went up there and ran that hill. Y'all make sure that if Pastor Corey, if you didn't run that hill, it's Straightway goes. You get your ass back up there and run that damn hill. Don't even go on. If you're on the road going home and you didn't run that hill, make an about face and go run that damn hill. I got my old ass out there and ran it. After I had to go use the bathroom, too. I so did. Daniel and them keeping me up past 1 o'clock in the morning. 3 nights in a row. Daniel, Rob, and Samuel Lee, Frogman, 3 nights in a row. Jonathan, Petty, Trey. We got a building we got to go put up there Straightway Coaching, too. Yeah, we got a building. They don't know it yet, but the building's coming. Well, they know now. Brother Melvin, how you doing down there? Brother Melvin says, I contribute $300. Let it be the first towards the Alabama community. Man, somebody give Brother Melvin a hand clap. Melvin lives down there in the shithole of New Orleans, and he just went through all that shit.
Yeah.
And the first thing he does, he just went through Hurricane Ida.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he does, gets on the broadcast and donates $300 to the community out there in Alabama. And guess what? This pastor, I'm going to make sure that every penny gets that you gave, it gets to that community, too.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to make sure of that. See, that's how these communities are built.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And one day, when y'all spirit get right, stay faithful, you'll be on the community one day. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, well, how do we get on the community? You know what? Didn't nobody, Brother Shane and I didn't ask no questions how we get on the community.
Yeah.
We just worked our ass off, and we gave all.
Yeah.
And we stacked up like sardines.
Yeah. Yeah. Do the word.
In one home.
Yeah.
And we save money.
Yes.
while they kept working, I kept working and going out looking for land. When we had enough Federal Reserve notes saved up, we put it all to the land. And you people are still asking questions, how do you go about doing it? I'm going to tell you what some of you don't want to do. Number one is big inconvenience. And number two, you don't want to sacrifice. You've so gotten so used to the American welfare system. You think that your damn blessing is going to fall out of the sky. When the Most High God told you, build houses. The Most High God told you, plant gardens. But you want everybody else to do it for you. That's the reason why some of you still ain't blessed, because your damn mind is screwed up as hell. You don't get it. You ain't following the example that I did. And all the brothers is with me. I got young men in this stuff that get this. And they work their rear ends off. Pastor, I just want to thank you for faithfully being who you are in y'all every Sabbath. And y'all bless you in everything you do. Thank you, my brother Elijah Reed. Thank you, my brother. I'm going to say this again. I want everybody to listen to me. If you find a ministry or any community or individual more serious about serving Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, than us, let us know. I'm just asking, just find somebody more serious. Find somebody more selfless. Find somebody that's done more sacrifice. Find them. I challenge you. Search the whole damn earth. When I tell you we Israel, we know who we are.
Yeah.
We know who we are. These people up there, can you imagine these brothers do Passover in a damn chandelier hotel room? And they do tabernacles. They go rent out hotels and do tabernacles. That's some kind of tent, isn't it? Everybody come out here straight, well, we all going to be in tents, including your pastor. Pastor Dow. I'm going to be in a tent. Some of you spoiled-ass brats. Man, we this quickly has turned into a KOA campground. People coming up here and down motorhomes and every damn thing today. What y'all need to do, and I'm not saying if you got motorhomes, leave them at home. If you got them, you got them. But sometimes what you need to do, you need to get your ass out of damn convenience. Put a damn tent outside and then rub elbows with us and sleep like us so you can get a real good understanding of what it means to be sacrificed and not always catering to your funky-ass flesh. Did I say something wrong? Did I say something wrong?
No.
I mean, this stuff ain't no big deal to you, man. You play college ball. You know what it means to sweat and to stinky.
Yeah.
You know what it means to sweat and be stinky?
Yeah.
Do you play for Houston?
Yes, sir.
Cougars?
Yeah.
They're pretty damn good now.
Yeah, well, we just lost that.
But y'all wasn't shit when you played.
The first year we were.
First year?
We were ranked the highest we ever were. And then,
what rank were y'all?
We got to number three in the nation.
Three?
Case Keenum was quarterback.
I remember Case Keenum.
And he put Case play for Minnesota a couple years ago, almost out of
Minnesota. Right. Yeah. This got to be the softest Israelite in the world. Bro, say, go to Revelation chapter 12. And it started the place where it says the woman had a place prepared for her in the wilderness. Now listen, if we're a little too strong for y'all, you can go to Christianity. That don't mean you're going to get to the kingdom, but you can still go to Christianity. Yeah. You got to teach.
Yes.
Well, we have Revelation 12, what?
6.
12, 6. Let's listen real close. Real close. You know what? I'm supposed to be doing a teaching again, on the seals, the trumpets, and the vials. We ain't done it. It's probably been 20 years. How long, maybe at least 15? Oh, by the way, hey, check this out, Ranger. I had somebody tell me that I was pretending about being a United States Army paratrooper. Can you believe that shit? They said I was pretending. They said I ain't never been no paratrooper. I ain't never been in no 82nd on that. Oh, I mean, there's no telling where that shit is right there. But that's my certificate of graduation right there. And anybody give me that thing right there. That's one of the few documents I got left. You want to, do you care? Can you read?
Yeah, I can read.
Go ahead and read. Read that. Read that for us real quick.
All right. All right. Can I show it?
Yeah, you can show it. Go ahead and show it. And we're going to look. Right here. Look at that. He's going to show it. Where's that? That 82nd plaque up there. It's got the beret on it.
There's one that says the airborne.
Yeah, beret. You got the 82nd plaque with the beret on it, too?
So, read this first word.
Yeah, we're going to get that. There's no telling where that thing is. It's somewhere in here. Or somewhere, maybe in a box somewhere. Don't worry about it, Teach. We good. They go back. Y'all go look in the videos. So, watch this. Start up there where it says.
All right, so United States Arms Infantry School.
And the way we were reading in the Army, we'll go, United States Army Infantry School!
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Be it known. Charles W. Dow.
Mm-hmm.
And is that your social, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Don't give out my social. Don't give out my damn bomb number. Come on.
Has successfully completed the airborne course at this institution, and that in testimony thereof is awarded this diploma, given at Fort Benning.
Fort Benning, ain't that where the home of United States Army Airborne School is? Come on.
Fort Benning, Georgia.
Come on.
On this 17th day of October.
Of October.
1995.
85. Bro, I thought you said you could read.
1900.
I told you, it says 85, man. You need some ears.
I ain't never seen a written like that.
You want some of these? Okay. 1985, come on.
1985. And then it has the stamps, and it says commandment or commanded?
Commanding.
Okay, commanding.
That's the person that's commanding the post at that time.
Yeah, so he signed it, and then the secretary signed it, and then the assistant commander.
Yep.
So it's it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's too long, man. We got time for all that. But you see what I'm saying?
So creed.
Why is it that people, listen, just because y'all know people that's faking phony don't mean we faking phony. We do real over here. So I said, I wasn't even born in 1985. Believe me, I get it. What do you think, man, that people, we think I'll be BSing on stuff like that? Do I come across you as a bullshitter?
No. Okay. You just regular man. You just straight up.
Straight up.
People question it, probably just ain't got no life, but they ain't never done that in their life. So.
Brother Ugly said he was in the first grade in 1985. Man, come on, Brother Ugly, you old man, you ain't in no first grade. He probably was, though.
Yeah, I
keep forgetting, man, we old. Come on, Deitch, Revelations chapter 12, verse 6. Y'all listen to the book, come on.
And the woman fled. into the wilderness.
Fled into the wilderness. The woman did come out.
Where she has a place prepared of Yah.
Oh, no. Who prepared that place?
Yah.
Come on.
That they should feed her there 1,203 days.
1,203 days. Come on.
There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels.
Mm-hmm.
And prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world.
They can't be Satan is in Biden right now, because Satan is a hell of a lot more intelligent than this damn buffoon. D, you know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Satan is a hell of a lot more intelligent than this damn buffoon. Come on.
He was cast out into the earth.
Cast out into what?
Into the earth.
Free.
And his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our Elohim.
Hold on, teach. Check this out. Amber Washington. You remember her? In Victory Community. It's kind of hard. It's been a long time. Amber Washington says, oh, my God. You read my comment. I'm from Victory Community, Dave Roberts. I was about 12 years old when y'all used to come and visit our community. How you doing, Amber? Pastor Dow, old Pastor Dow, still here. Be nice for you to come visit us sometime. I'm glad to see at least you're interested in the faith and then driving on.
Yeah.
12 years old. Damn. Boy, how old are you? You must be 30-something now. You got to be 30-something or close to it. How old are you, Amber? Ain't that something? Wow, isn't that something? Man, she's there. She may come in. I may catch you, though, okay? Read on, Deeks.
Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our Elohim.
Come on.
And the power of his anointed one.
Read on.
For the accuser of
for
our...
For the what? For the what?
Accuser.
For the what?
Accuser.
Of what?
Of our brethren.
What did he do?
Is cast out.
Is what?
Cast out.
Come on.
Which accused them before our Elohim day and night.
Read.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Hold on. Hold on. Amber Washington said, no, he doesn't remember me. I was a kid back then. Lots of laughs. I remember Shane. Isn't he the white, tall guy?
Yep, that's him.
Yeah. Yes, I'm 30. Lots of laughs. No kids, never been married. Bless you. Bless you, Amber. Amber, what you need to do, if you're interested, you need. All I'm going to ask you is just open the door. You call the number behind me. Ask for Elder Doug. You want to come and visit sometime? You want to come visit? No strings attached. She remember you teaching. That's a long time. She's 30 now, so she was 12 then. That's about 18 years ago. Boy, this time flies. Isn't that something? Because, I mean, all the little children in Victory, they used to love when Straightway come. We used to come, man, and it's crazy because we used to go to Victory. We would go there and sing, play basketball, do all kinds of stuff with them and stuff, and they would love when Straightway come. Especially when we would sing, because everything would be so anointed. And then that damn asshole Roberts, his damn ass would try to stifle stuff because he didn't do it better than we did. Brother. Damn dogmatic, legalistic ass. You see me shame him on the debate too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I tore his ass up. She's my protector. She protects me. Ain't doing a damn thing. So I told people a long time ago, the biggest mistake that people make in this world take meekness for weakness.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Just because we're meek and trying to follow the book don't mean we're weak. That's the old saying going, you got another damn thing coming. Don't think I ain't the man. I'm a man. I promise you that. That I promise you. Amber Washington says, yep, Lost the Leg, y'all music was popping. And he absolutely hated it. See? She bear witness to
this.
She just bear witness. I wasn't dying. I was telling the truth. It wasn't.
It'll be established.
You hear that, girl? Amber, you may remember her, but see what I mean? She just bear witness what I said. I told you, I don't be making stuff up. I don't have to make stuff up. Probably talked about us like a dog after we left, too. Did he talk about us after we left, Amber? Did he talk about us? Man, that's sad. And people just love when Straightway will come. The community did. They loved it. Reteach.
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
That's it. That's it right there. That's it right there. That's it. We overcame by the what?
Blood of the Lamb.
That's it.
That's it.
Read on.
And by the word of their testimony.
And here's the key part right here.
And?
That's what me and you don't get right here. Here's the key part you don't get. I don't know what it is. I did a video about leadership in Straightway. Y'all got some damn disconnects going on somewhere. You better damn learn how to listen. Read on.
And they love not their lives.
Unto what?
Unto the death.
See, y'all too busy trying to preserve your life. We don't love our lives until the what?
Death.
I know y'all got that van too. Y'all got a 15-passenger van up there too. Man, y'all moving, man. I'm so proud of y'all. I am. Y'all still need to get y'all damn act together. But I'm proud of y'all though. At least y'all in the fight. Bronx, New York. I can't believe that you got somebody sitting up here in the damn Bronx, New York. What a stupid-ass person you are. Just sit up there in that damn Stairway Living. Old-time projects, good times. You living in the shithole of Bronx, New York. The shithole of Bronx, New York. I don't give a damn. No, listen, I've been in New York before your ass was born. I know about New York. First time I went through New York was in 96, 97. You ain't gonna tell me a damn thing about New York. It's a shithole. It's a cesspool of hell, and I can't understand for the life of me why people want to come from all over the world just to smell piss and shit. You can do that if you got an outhouse. Nasty-ass Brooklyn. I keep talking about Brooklyn. I can't help, man. Staten Island is probably the best, but if that ain't saying shit, y'all just get to throw all y'all shit and plastic out into the damn sea. And y'all still paying tolls to go from New York to New Jersey and all that shit. And that damn bridge been paid for over 30 years.
Yeah.
Bro, you'll go through there and pay $70 in damn tolls to go through that shithole. Why do that when you come down here with a deer and the antelope play? I'm sorry, folks. I'm not apologizing, but I just literally had to keep it real tonight. No, I had to. Some people don't get the reality of it. Why do you think that the damn Hurricane Ida came up there to wash our ass? Amber said he treated his wife like a god. You know, we got big god. We got that. Because he couldn't please her sexually and didn't want her to leave him. And, of course, he talked about you. Lots of that. Not the community, but you. Why would he talk about me? I ain't gave him nothing to talk about that. How do you know about all that personal information about he couldn't please her? Jesus. I didn't see no God. All I seen was a black, crusty-ass woman. That was all I seen. Give me shit. ain't glorifying him. Well, yeah, he was glorifying. I ain't glorifying shit. I ain't glorifying no woman.
Cartoon.
See, the reason why he's talking about me because he's envious and jealous of me, just like he is today. Mm-hmm. He's been preaching all these years and still ain't nobody listening to his ass. We was trying to keep people from listening to us, and most of y'all, man, he bucked that up, didn't he?
Yeah.
We thought we was going to live out our days in life in peace.
Yes.
And then out there we were gone, but the most of y'all, because he opened up that door, he called straightway to run out and to touch people in almost every continent of this earth and to get his remnant. And for that, we say all praises to the Most High God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And you alone are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, and we worship you. And you alone do we worship. That is for people of day. Well, yeah, it seems like, you know what? Elder Rufus, get in the call with you, man. I got something I want to ask you. We're going to get Elder Rufus online here for a second. This shit's funny as hell. So we go places, right? And the book says, let not your own lips praise you, but another. And the laborer is worthy of his hire. Is that right? And the brethren was only testifying to the glory of God, what God did by working with me first. They were able to hear the voice, which is Yah's message. It ain't my message. It's Yah's message. Let's just get it right now. I don't have no message. I have his message. Is that making sense? And everyone that have ears to hear, they hear his voice. Somebody got to damn say it.
Somebody
got to
say it.
Somebody got to teach it. Them arrogant-ass people. You see what I'm saying? Somebody does. And so they get mad as hell because all these brothers are reaping praises on me for my work's sake. And rightfully so. I submitted myself to y'all. They are doing like I did to hear the voice of Yah. They're submitting themselves to Yah. They're giving Yah glory, but they're thanking him for the path that they was able to hear. They're not, listen, there's nothing wrong with them saying, thank you, Pastor. Notice, it says, let not your own lips praise you. They get mad and upset because people's lips are praising me and not them. They're praising me because of the leadership and the direction that I'm given, based on what I learned from Yah and his word and his scriptures. Because you ask me, I don't deserve a damn lick of praise for nothing. You're hearing this, right? And they get pissed off and shit. They think they're theologians. They think they know shit. And quickly when somebody said it, you find out real quick these people don't know shit about the word. They don't know a damn thing about the word. If you're going to give honor to whom honor is due, who the hell do you give it to? Is that making sense? Who do you give honor to then, damn it? These religious zealots, relics. They're saying straight up, nah, man, I appreciate everything you're doing. Look, I clearly tell you all the time, I have a damn good support system behind me. And with me. That black man worked, he's dedicated, always been dedicated 100%. 100%. That one right there is a friend that sticketh closer. Where's my damn natural brothers at? Where they at? I got a friend right there. Stick closer than a brother. And a friend that love of that All the time.
Yeah.
He knows my strengths and my weaknesses.
Yes.
I promise you, I'm fallible and flawed just like any damn other human being. And yet he still follows the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I follow the spirit that's being led.
Yeah.
And then you arrogant. I tell you what the problem is. I discovered over the years, you mad and upset because you don't have the wisdom nor the direction for nobody to submit and follow you because you ain't following the sign. You know what I said? Because you ain't following the sign. Tell Rufus, how did I say that, man? Did I bring it up right?
Yes, you did, Shepherd. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, Elder. Elder, we have to deal with that again. Go ahead and just educate the people the best that you know how to educate people. And before you say that, let me say this. These men that are already here in support of the ministry of Straightway already had a relationship with Jesus, Yahshua, before they met me. Already did. All I was a helper to them in the faith.
That's it. So
true. Just a helper.
That's so true.
And they will all tell you they've seen, as the years go by, they've seen me go from faith to faith,
yes,
glory to glory.
Yes.
And as I grow, they grow.
We follow. Yes.
Everybody can't be the damn head.
No.
Can everybody be Moses?
No.
Can everybody be Jeremiah?
No.
So since these assholes don't got no understanding, Elder Rufus, could you kind of speak to this family right here and hopefully bring some comprehension to the people here tonight of what's really going on and then address their spirit as well? Go ahead, Elder.
Yeah, I'll start backwards and move forward and address the spirit because they pretty much are still falling up under the hurt, broken Christian spirit that don't want to trust a man, don't want to have anybody over them because, you know, all these Christian pastors done raked them through the coals, took all they possessions, took all their money, and ain't done nothing for them. So when they see a man agree with a man of Yah, they actually have a sin. They call it bobblehead. They actually say you've turned yourself into a bobblehead and you just agree with everything he say. And we were like, well, it's the word, though. We ain't agreeing with him. We're agreeing with the word of Yah. So since he's speaking the word, we are in agreement with him. You know? It's like they want to put you in a position of exalting and putting a man in a position that he's not just because you agree with the word. It's just another tactic of the devil. You know, this kind of like a reverse psychology type of tactic to, well, if you just agree all the time, that means that you're elevating man and now you're worshiping him over God. It's just retarded. It's just flat out retarded. And they actually got a chance to see and watch us follow the book, and it became pretty contentious, actually. Not too contentious to the point where we're sitting there debating and arguing back and forth, but every time the word was going forward from the words that Pastor Dow was saying, they would come back with a combative and a contentious and a opposite statement of what he was saying, pretty much to try to justify the position that they believed in their heart and mind. And at the end of the day, I kept trying to tell the brothers that we follow the book. This is all scripted out. And we're following the script. And that's why things are so anointed. And that's why things are so prosperous and so fruitful. Because we follow the book. Shepherd follows the book. And we follow him as he follows Christ. Same commandment that Paul gave us. You know what I mean? And they couldn't understand that because their agendas don't match the agendas of the Most High. They don't. They don't follow the agenda. They don't match up. So that's why they came with the contentious statements and with the combative statements against what was being said, because they have a thought in their mind. They really have elevated themselves through this construction company and put themselves on a level of Straightway. They literally believe that they are just a certain portion of the body that we need. And Straightway is just a different portion of the body that they need. It's like, you guys got stuff we need, we got stuff you need. That's literally how they viewed it and looked at it. And it's sad because who's the head? And like you said, if you got more than one head, you got a monster.
There you go.
You got a demon.
There you go.
So who's going to be the head? Who's going to actually submit yourself? Who's going to render honor to where honor is due? Who's going to do that?
Come on. Come on.
So these men got an opportunity to see myself, Elder Mitchell, Brother Kabir, they actually, Brother Yashar, they got to see men following the book. But because the structure they got set up don't match what the book says, they wanted to reject that. They wanted to look at that and say, oh, y'all just yes men and y'all. But they actually call them bobbleheads because you just agree. You know, you're shaking your head agreeing with every single thing this man is saying. Well, what if everything this man is saying is 100% truth, straight from that book? What do you do then? What do you do then?
What do you do then?
And at the end of the day, I try to be an example. The leadership, I should say, we try to be an example to show men how you can stand as a man, but stand on the word of Yah. Pastor's right. All of us came and we had relationships with the Most High. I was in the faith commandments years before I met Pastor Dow. But he added to my faith. He added to the walk. He taught me and showed me things that I still couldn't understand in that book. I had a lot greater understanding than most, but I didn't have what I have today. So you don't want to give honor to a man that has increased your home and increased your family, but most importantly, increase your relationship and your faith in the Most High Yah. Why would you not be faithful to a man like that? Why would you not honor a man like that? Support a man like that. Follow him. He's following Christ. That's exactly what Christ did with the disciples and passed that on to all the people that the disciples talked to. It's just sad the state that the devil has people in. And because they may have a little worldly success, he grabs them with that. You ain't giving up your worldly success and sacrificing it. Because you know what? If Jesus was on the scene, he'd have hit him just like he hit the rich young ruler. Yeah. You may be keeping the commandments. But if you want to be perfect, sell it all and follow me. See, that right there, the countenance going to fall and they're going to go away. See, that we've already done. All the leadership you see in here from Pastor Dow on down, we've already done that. People on the outside, they're not going to hear that. Not when that's sitting on millions. Even though we got millionaires sitting right there with you, got just as much money as you got, showing you he done did that it's possible. Jesus didn't say it's impossible for a rich man to get into the kingdom. And we got an example of that in the ministry. It's not impossible. You can love y'all more than you love your money, more than your mama, more than your family, more than your mama and your daddy. You can. And you got examples before you. But you have to choose to follow that example. Again, the wheel is round and it works and rolls perfectly. We don't need a square wheel. We don't need a triangle wheel. We don't need a pentagonic wheel. We don't need that. Just follow the blueprint. We're following what blueprint we saw. Because Pastor Down and all the Straightway sacrificed so we could. That's why I give such honor to Pastor and Straightway. That's why.
Boy, Rufus done lit it up, isn't he?
Boy, I'm trying to stay calm out here. I'm actually trying to stay calm and giving this because, you know, it hits me personal. Because, you know, we talking about salvation, and we talking about people that will sacrifice all just so you can get saved, just so you can have the same opportunities that was made available to us. For walking,
and you know what's sad,
Elvin? Yes, sir.
You know what's sad? The majority of the people that we usually ever deal with whenever we leave the corners of our communities, they have not sacrificed nothing. They have gave nothing.
I already know.
You understand? They have not forsaken all.
Mm-mm. They definitely have done that. But in their minds, Satan has them believing, oh, I give this, I sacrifice this.
Oh, no,
you ain't nothing but a Catholic. You ain't nothing but a Catholic. That's what they do. They hide behind the financial and monetary giving. That's what they do. They hide behind that, and they want you to ignore all the things they're doing that is 100% against the scriptures and 100% against the commandments and the statutes. They want you to ignore that because, oh, we give here, we give. It's a smokescreen. It's a deflection. But see, when you're walking in the newness of life and you're walking in truth and you're being led of the Holy Spirit, not of your own spirit, when you are not leaning to your own understanding, but you lean into the wisdom of Yah, you see that stuff clearly, and it sticks out like a sore thumb.
There we go. We got a rubber meat to the row. El Rubens just laid it to the plumb line. This is why it's hard for us. These people, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be many deceived people. They're going to hold on to this damn worldly riches and lose their damn soul.
Yep.
They're going to lose it. Hell, you was on. You was on. Oh, we build that. Y'all right next door to y'all 2 hours from it. You was on. You know when we get that community going there in Alabama with them sanctity stuff, you know we're going to give all, pay all, spend all to make sure that thing is successful.
Pastor, like I told you earlier this week and all when we've been talking, my heart's been so full because I know you have a goal to get to a point where you're no longer needed. And we're going to reach that, and we will. And we make statements in the ministry, like I told you, we'll say things to the effect of places are being prepared, but are the people ready? Who are the people that's prepared? And I told the saints here, I said I felt so good inside to know that a place is being prepared, and you people that are coming from here, from Straightway, Georgia, you're ready for that place. And you're going to go and fulfill the prophecy that was spoken by you, Pastor Dow, a few years ago, that these folk are going to come in and they're going to put the old heads to shame. When you, they did. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it. All these people you name, even others out there, Daniel coming, they all are putting these people to shame. That's Kabir, they're all in that category. They're putting them to shame. And, Pastor, here's the thing. You prophesied these last feasts about the great, you know, it's going to be falling away. It's going to be a great separation. And look at the people that have been falling away. It has not been new people. It has not been. It's been old heads. It's been people that's been in this a while, but they stuck in their ways. They won't receive correction. They won't receive rebuke. They won't get the deliverance that they need. They won't purge themselves. They won't follow this book. All of this is available to you at a moment's notice in many different locations. You can get it wherever you want it, but you reject it. And now y'all saying, I'm through with you. I got folks ready to, and not only take your place, take what I had for you and take it to a whole nother level. The same way you talked about with the talent. I'll give this person 5 and they'll turn into 10. I'll give this person 2 and they'll turn into 5. That's what'll happen. And that's what we're seeing happen. So you old heads that won't change your mind, holler. I ain't tripping. I ain't mad at all. Because you had your opportunity. You've been there. Y'all have labored and long suffered with your tail. He has. So I ain't finna be upset when he said, "Up, it's over. The hand of fellowship is done. The olive branch, it's over." I ain't got no problems with that. I ain't got no problems with that. And I'm excited.
Right now,
I'm overjoyed.
Y'all better hear what he's saying. Remember, the Bible didn't say by their words you shall know them, but by their fruits. You shall know them, man. El Rubens is laid it to the everlasting proverbial line. That plumb line, you can't get no more plumb than that. The bar is not moving. Most of you don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. You
don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. They got no clue.
We hope you find out what that means. And when you learn what that means, that means it is settled. Spot on. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Elder, we're going to read a few more scriptures, and we're going to get to the lines. Then appreciate you coming on, Elder.
Bless you, Shepherd. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. And Elder Rufus laid that to the line. Elder Rufus laid that to the everlasting line. Dang. Dang. Glory to the King.
Glory.
Woo! Man, that stuff gets you excited right there. Shit, I need to let El Roots come on and do Friday night broadcast and I can go rest. Hallelujah. Man, that's a good word. Oh, I tell tell you what, man, as far as elders go, him and Elder Mitch, boy, they be on it, don't they? Man, they be on it. They be elders. They be on it. And now we got pastors, we got teachers, we got elders. Somebody said, where's the prophet? Say, well, we'll let you know when we see one. Because everyone we ever met, they've been false.
So true.
And they still prophets, but they just false.
Yeah.
Come on, Hebrews 12. You said?
Yeah, I was sitting in Luke.
You wanted to read Hebrews 12, 25, right?
Yeah.
Read on.
See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth.
Okay, let's stop that for a second. Daniel, I promise we're going to get through in a minute. So the book flat out says, you see, that means make damn sure. That's common language.
Yeah.
That you don't refuse him that speak. Is that right?
That's right.
Everybody, you so grandiose, you got your own revelation, you ain't shit. You a fool and a money soon probably, ain't none of y'all. Listen, you better learn how to humble yourself under the mighty hand of y'all. Read that again.
See that you refuse not him that speaks. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth,
then mind you, did they escape Moses? Did they escape Jeremiah? Did they escape Jesus? Did they escape Paul? Hell no, they escaped none of them.
Nope.
They were speaking here on this earth.
Yes.
Read.
Much more.
Much more what?
Shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven?
And you know, Yahshua come in the volume of the book. He is the word
yes.
of Yah. Man, let me stop it for a second. You know, the Bible says in the beginning was the word.
Yes.
Yahshua. I know a lot of you pea-brain people can't get that. I know it's difficult for you people to understand that the Most High, he can still be everywhere in the universe, heaven and hell,
mm-hmm.
everywhere, and still speak the word. He can be, I know it's hard. The reason why you can't comprehend it is simple. Realize that your little finite mind ain't God. You got a certain lane allotted to you, and that's it. The book didn't tell you to comprehend Yah.
Mm-hmm.
It tell you to believe Yah.
Amen.
And Yah has already done spoke from heaven. He did it on Mount Sinai. Did not. He did it through the prophets. He did especially through Yahshua, because this was the Lamb of God. This is the bread of heaven. This was the word of Yah made flesh. The spoken word. The word spoke, made flesh.
And it spake greater things than they.
You better believe it.
And that blood, if it's not speaking to us in this hour, what are we hearing then?
I'm going to tell you, what the hell are you hearing? You hear Satan, the damn imposter, the emulator. He loves using your own arrogant as mine, too. I know it's kind of hard to believe that since you have what you call a little bit of substance, you think Yah ain't substance. But if that's the damn case, we fall in it, logic and reason and thinking, faith is a substance.
Faith is.
Of things.
Hope.
And
hope.
It is
hope.
The evidence of things not what?
Seen.
So your evidence is what you see. But faith that says the evidence of things not seen. I don't want to hear. Read on, teacher. Well, I ain't going to keep. Daddy, we're going to close this thing on read, teacher.
Whose voice then shook the earth. But now had he promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth, but the heaven also.
That he did that too. And he getting ready to shake it and quake it and bake it like you wouldn't believe when he cracked those skies.
Mm-hmm.
Over in Luke 14. What did I say? Start verse 25. We're going to read y'all the cost. Now, we said a lot tonight, but you better pay attention to this one. I want everybody to listen to what I'm getting ready to have Teacher read. This is the most avoided passage in all of message, scriptures, and letters. Because all he's doing is speaking what the book already had already spoken. This is the cost of discipleship. You think you're ready? Let's put this test to the post. Let's see and let's hear what the word of Yah had to say. Luke 14, verse 25.
And there went great multitude with him. And he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
You know the reason why? If you're a man, you first come into the real Jesus, the real Yahshua, Satan, the first thing he's going to do is check you through the rebellion of the woman. That's why I say you got to hate her. You got to realize what's going on. Satan's going to use that weaker vessel to try to change you from your course, give you ultimatums. Mother Carol will tell you straight up, ask her when you see her. When I came to the Messiah, and she was kicking and rebelling like hell. I said, make no big deal. But you can do it my way or do it trailways. You can get your ass up out of here. Bye. Ask her. Let's see what she say. And because of that, she saved. Because I was willing to test the boast of Satan trying to use the voice of Jezebel. And I was willing to lose children, lose wife, every damn thing to follow the Messiah. And some of you, you ain't even passed the first damn test, and you think you have the gall to talk about those of us who has actually did the sacrifice? You brutish, Scottish as person. You need to learn how to humble your damn self. Read.
And whosoever does not bear his tree and come after me cannot be my disciple.
Boy, I mean, he's laying it out, right?
Yes.
He's laying, you can't lay out this affliction. You can't forsake. You ain't my disciple. You can't be. Come on.
Which of you intended to build a tower?
So now you're going to try to reach us, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to try to reach us through a parable. Come on.
You sit not down first and you count the cost. Whether you have sufficient to finish it. Let's happily after you have laid the foundation and you are not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock you, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. What king going to make war against another king? Sit not down first and consult whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desires condition of peace. So likewise.
I guarantee it's verse 33, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Whosoever. He be of you.
Meaning anybody who be of you. Come on.
That forsake not all.
Stop. How much have you forsaken since you're so serious about Messiah? How much have you given up since you're so serious? I'm not only just talking monetary stuff. I'm talking about your damn will. Sorry. Yah does have his men on this earth that has been put in place to lead and to guide you, to help you get to the kingdom. Yeah, he does. Man, come on.
Whosoever He be of you that forsake not all that he hath. He cannot be my disciple.
You ain't gave up shit. I want to hear it. Y'all think these words are going to disappear in Shemaim. They ain't going nowhere. We're all going to be judged by these. People want to try to dress it up and ignore. We don't ignore no part of the word.
Let's look at the Creator. Came flesh, and
he sure did.
Gave all first.
Though he was rich,
yet
he became poor.
Shouldn't his blood speaking be speaking to you in this hour?
It speaks more than the righteous blood of Abel.
Then why do you refuse him and speak on earth?
So you got a man sitting in front of you telling your stubborn ass what you need to do. Y'all, I don't like your delivery. Good. Hey, you think my delivery is something? I ain't going to say that. I was getting ready to speak presumptive. I'm not going to say that. What I was going to say, let me bring it down some. I wonder what it would have been like if all of us today was sitting at the foot of Mount Sinai where we was restricted to even touch the borders of it. And when the Most High came down in a thick cloud of darkness and he began to thunder, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which have brought you out of the land of Mizraim, out of the house of slavery. You don't have nor the mighty ones against my face. You don't make yourself a carved image of any likeness, of anything that is in heaven above, that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You don't bow down to them nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, am a jealous El. I biggest the crookedness of the father upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of them. They hate me, for I show love and commitment unto the thousand of them that love me and guard my commandments. You not take the name of Yahweh your Elohim to naught, for the Yahweh will not leave one unpunished who taketh his name to naught. Remember the Shabbat, the set apart. Now listen here, let me tell y'all something. When you just heard that part alone, you already running for the damn hills. You and me, my people, we are running for the hills. It wasn't me. No, it was your ancestors. And if it was in them, in a, today, soon as he said, you took off. Go! Your wicked asses. Big go!
Oh, well.
Go! Don't start nothing with me. Don't even try to start nothing with me. Man, we long overdue. We'll finish commandments tomorrow. We'll pick it up on Exodus 20, verse 8. We'll finish them all off. Well, I promise we can finish them off now. Lion's Den coming up. Don't give us no damn 20-minute break, Daniel, before y'all bring y'all ass on Lion's Den, waiting up all night for y'all. You glad to be here with us?
Yes, sir.
There's some heat in here, ain't there? Some fire in here tonight. They say, keep going, Chef. No, I ain't keep going. I'm going to bed. Before I go to bed, I'm going to watch Lions Den, though. Then I'm going to bed. I got to cook up a meal in the morning. And I got to find out what ingredients y'all done put out on the tables. Most people don't understand that. What you got to teach?
One more thing.
Come on.
The new calendars are in.
The new calendars are in. So how does Steve and them go? I know they usually do stuff online first. I know they, if I know Stephen, they're going to try to get him here before the feast. If they try to get them in before the feast, then we'll have plenty on hand for y'all to actually purchase. But we live out on calendars. And we don't even put out the calendars online until at least the 6 or 7 months. Because we know how some of y'all stingy-ass, so-called non-giving-ass modern-day Hebrews are. You sow little, but you expect a lot, and you wonder why you ain't blessed. Everybody else got to make the sacrifice and work their ass off to the bones to provide and make a living. You just want to move on into the blessing so you can be rebellious as hell.
I just want to clean.
Yeah, you want to clean. I got some clean to the side of here with one of these damn watermelons.
Come on.
Looking forward to seeing y'all at the feast, though.
Yeah, they're sending a whole bunch before the feast.
Nah, I knew they were, man. Can't be our brothers and sisters, man. I mean, Stephen Wonder, man, and then this damn COVID shit. Anyway. So anyway, hey, live band coming up. Desmond, we give you last word. You got anything to say, my man? Anything you got going on for Israel? Come on.
Day of Atonement coming up. Y'all heard Pastor and teach. You know, Pastor, in times past, he talked about meditating on the sacrifice of Yahshua. And, you know, you make it a point every day to think about that sacrifice, the determination that Yeshua had and the power. It'll greater your service, you know, in Israel. So that's been on my mind and my heart. I'm just going to share that. Bless y'all.
So with that said, we bless you all in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King. Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. And yes, we do still call him Jesus. Because we heard these nonsensical, stupid-ass arguments, and we still can't find nobody to actually find any flaws in our teaching on the etymology of words and languages and names. So some of you can be caught up in thinking that your damn tongue is spiritual, and yet you don't even speak in tongues. You full of shit. We bless y'all, sweet, fresh, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua, I'm gonna see it. Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming. Come on with you.